Our guest is Desmond Mueller, supervising community health nurse with the Columbia County Department of Health, who's going to talk with us about flu. Desmond, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come and answer some questions for us and the public on the what's been called a flu epidemic. And I think my first question is, do we really have an epidemic in Columbia County?
Yes, whenever we find levels of disease cases that are substantially increased, there's always what is considered quote-unquote within normal range, but this year definitely there has been an upsurge in the number of cases we have had. Just to give you an example, we've had 68 confirmed cases of influenza A in the month of December, and in previous years we've had nowhere close to that number. You know, it's been just astronomical.
What disposes the reason for that?
Well, vaccination, we know, is the one thing that makes the biggest difference in terms of protection against the flu. Our department, we have offered, we ran 27 outreach flu clinics during the months of September, October, and the first part of November. And even though those clinics were publicized, they were promoted, some of those clinics we did not get the response that we thought we would get. And so for some reason there seems to be some level of complacency in some segments of the population.
Is it just that people get complacent if there hasn't been a flu problem for a while?
Could be that too, because human nature is of such that, you know, we just get laxed when, you know, we are sort of out of the woods in terms of our, you know, predicament, in this case, the flu.
So you're still recommending that people get the flu shot. Is that correct?
Yes. The recommendation, which comes actually from the our Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says that any person 6 months of old, 6 months of age or older should get the flu shot. Now, obviously, there are some exceptions, and persons with special health problems need to obviously check with their doctor. Persons who are severely immunocompromised, person who may have autoimmune diseases, person who may have more than a certain number of comorbidities or more than a certain number of chronic diseases need to check with their doctor. And then, of course, you have persons who have allergic reactions to some of the main ingredients in the flu vaccine, like some people who are allergic to eggs, for example,
mm-hmm.
or persons who may have had a history of having severe adverse reactions in the past. The person's physician will need to make a judgment call on whether the benefits outweigh the risk in terms of that person getting the flu vaccine.
Now, does the one vaccine pretty much protect against many different strains of flu virus?
Well, there are different strains of flu viruses, like you say. And it so happened that the flu bug happens to be sort of, try to be smart, I should say, but the researchers are pretty good at getting the vaccine as close as possible to what they anticipate the mutation or the change will be in the genetic makeup of the flu virus. And so we find that the vaccine normally offers somewhere in the range of 60 to 65 to 70% protection. In other words, if a person takes the flu vaccine, that person is then at a 60 to 70% chance, less chance of getting the flu.
And does that work immediately then?
No, it takes approximately about 2 weeks for it to kick in, because the body's immune system, of course, will begin to manufacture and make antibodies.
Well, I must admit, I was lax this year in getting my flu shot, and ended up going to my pharmacy, CVS here on Warren Street, and which is not something I normally do. So I guess I'm immunized by now, since it was about 3 weeks ago. And I hesitated even at that point because I thought, oh, it's too late. But the health department is still running flu clinics?
Still, we are. In fact, we have been getting an unprecedented number of calls. And here in Columbia County, we very much care about our residents. Our feeling is that we actually work for our residents, those being the taxpayers of Columbia County. So we have facilitated them by expanding the days and the hours which we offer flu vaccines. Normally, we have an immunization clinic every Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 4 o'clock. And then once per month, we offer a after hours on the third Wednesday of every month. So persons can call in, make an appointment, and get any vaccine, including the flu. But since the flu situation has gotten to the way it has gotten, we have responded by taking appointments. Some people even walk in during working hours, and we facilitate them. As long as we have the doses of vaccine, we do facilitate them.
And that's at the office on Columbia Street?
Columbia Street on the first floor, correct.
Is that 325 Columbia?
325 Columbia Street, that's correct.
Before we go any further, let's give a number if people want to call, and do they need to make an appointment?
Yes, it's best for them to make an appointment. They can call us at 828-3358, and they will take the call, and when they call, they just would have to say they want to set up an arrangement to get a flu shot, and we will take the call. And actually what we have started to do, right now as we speak, normally we do not have a flu clinic or immunization clinic at this time of the week. But right now as I speak, some of our staff at the office are conducting flu vaccinations right now as we speak. And if someone comes and it's close to 4 o'clock or while we're still at the office, and if a number of persons come, we will stay back to facilitate them because we don't want to miss an opportunity to provide coverage to our residents.
And apparently you might still catch the flu, but even if you have a flu shot, is that correct?
That can happen. I mean, the chances are reduced, but it can happen because some people's immune system, for whatever reason, may not respond the way it should. So it can happen, but again, it's a remote, small possibility, and again, persons who take the flu shot have a 60 to 70% reduction in the possibility of them getting the flu.
Now, what's a severe case of the flu?
Well, the signs, someone once said that the flu is no picnic, and that's certainly true. You know, the coughing, the sneezing, the body ache, the sore throat, the malaise, the tiredness. You know, it's just a combination of those signs and symptoms that really zaps every piece of energy out of you, and you just cannot do the task of daily living that you normally go around doing. And so it really knocks the wind out of you, takes you away from work. For kids, it takes them away from school. And then we know once kids can't go to school, then the dynamics of parents going to work become a factor. So then that then puts a drain on not only the household income, but society's income, as well as, you know, the revenue that society is able to generate from us as working people.
How is it spread?
Well, the spread can be from, you know, we've saw so many images on television. Handshaking is one of the big ways that it spread. Coughing, sneezing, even talking. If someone has high levels of the flu bug, even talking can cause the person to be shedding that flu virus. And because it's in the air, persons can inhale it. The scenario with the hands is when the hands then go to the face or the mouth, especially in children. As we know, children are so innocent. They play and you know, they love to touch their faces and their hands, and transmission becomes so very easy when that happens. And so, of course, once you talk about how it spread, we definitely need to talk about hand washing. Simple hand washing is one of the biggest ways of preventing getting the flu in the first place.
There used to be a joke where the doctor said they opened the window and influenza. So I thought that the flu was always airborne, and that But there are other ways, you're saying
that. Yeah, there are other ways, definitely. Yeah. But, you know, if you talk about individuals, person who has it and someone who doesn't, and you're talking about transmission, I mean, a person can get it from being as far as 5-6 feet away. If someone had it and they cough or they sneeze and they shed it, and you inhale it, you know, 6 feet is nothing. It's no distance for the flu virus to be able to try to get another victim.
And so if you think you have the flu, what, how should you treat the symptoms? Should you go to the doctor?
Well, for sure. I mean, you know, you don't want to get into a situation of trying to self-medicate because, you know, the flu is nothing to play around with. So see your primary care physician. Your primary care physician may choose, based on how you present, to put you on one of the antivirals, something like Tamiflu, which basically reduces the intensity of the signs and symptoms of the flu, and it also reduces the duration of the flu. The normal duration, it can run from a few days to as much as a little short of 2 weeks. You know, that can be the length that it can run. So it can really, you know, take you out of your normal routine for that period of time.
Is it always accompanied by a fever or a temperature, a higher temperature?
Sometimes, yes, but not always. But a lot of times, yes, it does. A lot of times it does. But, you know, persons can have it without not necessarily having a fever.
I was told that there's a lot of very good information about the flu on the website of the Center for Disease Control and also the New York State Department of Health. And that your website, I think, has links to those other sites.
Correct.
So, if any of our listeners need further information, that's a good place to go. And I would assume that the same holds true for the way Greene County Health Department is handling this as well.
I cannot speak for Greene County, but I know that sometimes some of Greene County residents, they may come over to Columbia Memorial. And when they come over to Columbia Memorial, because it's located in our jurisdiction, we get calls from them whenever we have positive or confirmed cases of influenza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they come over here because of the hospital facility, of course.
And our Greene County residents, can they come to your department for a shot?
Yes, they can come. We do not turn away anyone. A person comes and we take care of them in terms of the needs, the vaccination needs with the flu. So we do not turn them away. And, you know, we just don't want to miss any opportunities. And, you know, the strange thing about whether it's flu or whether it's any other disease condition, but now we're talking about flu, is that, you know, society has gotten us such that, I mean, a person can be in New York City for breakfast, and just after lunch, they can be in Buffalo. So, I mean, the movement is so swift these days that sometimes if you try to say, well, you're only going to take care of people from your local jurisdiction, sometimes that can backfire, you know. So our policy is, as long as somebody comes in and they need a vaccine and the person is in a condition or a situation where they can receive it, we will do the right thing and not miss that opportunity for coverage.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the flu at this point?
Yeah, I would like to share with you some things that our department are doing and some things that we have done in order to serve and help to protect our resident in Columbia County. You know, prior to the flu season, I mentioned earlier, we had 27 outreach flu clinics, 27 in all different parts of Columbia County. And this was done in preparation and in anticipation in order to protect our seniors, our adults, our children, our young adults, everybody and anybody. We had them scattered in all different parts of Columbia County. And 2 weeks ago, as well as yesterday, 2 weeks ago, as well as 2 days ago, we put our press releases out in the local press, reference flu prevention measures and encouraging people to get vaccinated. And we also have extended our clinic days and our clinic hours to facilitate giving flu vaccines to residents and persons who desire to have them. And at this point, we are conducting active surveillance in our local school systems. We are in touch with our school systems because we figure that once we can liaison with the schools, we can liaison indirectly with the student and indirectly with the parents to know what levels of flu activity they're experiencing. And we've offered to help them in terms of doing some train-the-trainer programs, working in concert with their school nurses, so we can provide information, prevention, as well as audiovisual learning tools to fight and restrict and prevent flu. Because we recognize if children miss school, a lot of times parents miss work. And that is lost production and lost productivity that we don't want Columbia County and the state of New York to have to go through.
Thank you. Apparently, you're also going to be doing a rabies clinic?
Yes, our environmental department, they always conduct rabies clinics during the, most times it's done during the early spring, sometimes late winter, early spring, early summer, in order to address and prevent issues of rabies. Because as we know, with so much land space available in Columbia County, we want to reduce persons' risk of getting rabies also.
Someone else at the Department of Health told me that there was a gray fox that tested positive for rabies just this week, that three people had encountered this animal. And so I guess that's also pushing the rabies clinic, which we'll have information about later. I think they're in March, April, and May.
Yeah, they start.
Yeah.
They start in March, and they're well publicized. They're publicized on our website, as well as they're publicized in all the local jurisdictions, local townships, the local municipalities. They're well aware of when and where. And so people usually turn out because those clinics are very well supported, because we want to work with the community to prevent something that is dreadful as rabies from becoming a part of someone's life.
So for both cats and dogs, free rabies shots.
Yes, yes, yes. Cats and dogs. Cats and dogs. We provide that service, and we're happy to do it because we know that it saves a lot of headache and it saves a lot of anxiety. And we just want to keep the residents of Columbia County happy so they can continue to be productive.
Could you give that number one more time, Desmond?
Oh, the number, area code 518-828-3358. 828-3358, the Department of Health, Columbia County. Feel free to call us anytime, and we will be very happy to work with you, to work with your schedule, and to facilitate granting you and your family the vaccines that you guys need.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We've been talking to Dennis Mueller from the Department, Columbia County Department of Health, and thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome. It's a